John Cicada is joining us on the line right now. Hey, John.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Hanging in there. All good. Just, you know, doing my thing. Excited about this new CD and brand new music. I love it. So.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know what? I know there's probably lots of people listening right now that just want to hear you talk and hear your voice. So let's start out. Tell me a story. What's something funny that happened this week?
Oh, man. Let me see. As usual, I do a lot of traveling, so maybe it's not funny, but just the fact that something I got to deal with all the time, which is, you know, trying to stay healthy. So I got sick this week, and then I had to sing, so I got to figure out a way how to get unsick and sing, because when I have to sing, I have to sing, and I had to do this one thing. So in the middle of the whole thing, of course, you know, I'm home, so deal with my kids and things, and just another week, you know, and trying to enjoy myself as much as possible. But my being sick is not fun, especially when in the middle of everything that's going on. But other than that, that was the funnest thing that I had to deal with this week, man. I was just trying to get healthy.
And it's crazy, too, especially when you've, like, as you mentioned, when you've got a lot of stuff happening at one time, you're a busy guy. We've got Latin American Idol now in full swing. Your new CD is
yes,
here.
Absolutely. I leave at the end of September for Argentina. And fourth season, having a ball. It's a great show. It's just the same thing that we see here in English, but in Spanish and to all of Latin America. I love it. It's just a lot of fun. It's the same type of format. So it's just fantastic.
So what's it like being the Latin Simon? No, I'm kidding. What is it like?
You know what? I'm the senior judge in the show. I've been with the show, I guess, since the beginning, and there's been a couple other changes of judges within the show, but I've been there, you know, from the get-go, and I've evolved. You know, I started out being kind of half Randy, educated Paula type of thing, artist type, but now I'm encompassing more of like a little bit of everybody, you know, without being rude, but I'm definitely, I can have a mean streak, I guess, you know. within the show, in the middle of being honest with everybody. It's just a lot of fun.
I think you got a lot of people excited by saying you started out Randy.
Yeah. Well, I started out more like a Randy slash Paula. You know, the music side, of course, Randy, the artist side, the Paula thing, but at this point, I'm everybody.
Hey, is Paula going to be on the show? That would be interesting.
Right, I know. You know what? a few times that I met her in relation to kind of doing research for the show and went to LA a couple of times and talked to the different producers, especially from the show, the show here and the production company here. She said that that she wanted to show up, but no, she never quite made it down to Argentina. And she's free now, so maybe we would love to have her.
If she's listening right now, huh?
So, yeah.
Tell me what it's like, though, helping shape up-and-coming artists on the show. Like, the advice that you give them sometimes helps them become fairly successful.
Yeah, it is, and that's wonderful. At the end of the day, you know, to help new talent is always a good thing. And you know, these kids really listen to you. Well, at least most of them do.
Yeah.
So it is. It's just great. And we get, you know, we do auditions in 5 countries, so it's a very international show. So you get talent and ideas and, you know, perspectives from everywhere. You know, all over Latin America.
Now, speaking of talent, we saw with Britain's Got Talent, Susan Boyle. You know who that is?
Right, of course.
She was prejudged before she even spoke a word. Most of the world has learned now not to judge a book by its cover. Have you looked differently at judging Idol now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the premise is similar. You know, you never know what the person is going to, you know, sound like the minute that they open the door and they get into the audition. But yeah, you just, you know, the minute they open their mouths or start doing their thing, that's when you really know what's going on. That's the beauty of these kind of shows, and a show like this is the element of surprise. That's for me has been always been the funnest thing. Just kind of let allow myself to be surprised.